USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded five people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities are already 15 up, six more are coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. The Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations. This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This year has seen fewer law enforcement fatalities in the line of duty than last year. That's according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which says as of December 27th, 128 federal, state, and local officers had died while on duty. That's an 18% drop from 2018's 157 fatalities. Death by firearms, the number one cause, 49 officers killed by gunfire, the second leading cause of death, traffic fatalities. Today, officials will be testing out the ball in Times Square that will be used to ring in the new year. The ball, which is capable of displaying over 16 million different colors, will be sent up and down a pole to make sure it's good to go. Getting late word that in the NFL, the New York Giants head coach Pat Shurmur has been fired by the team. Shurmur just two seasons in that post in New York. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City's getting ready to ring in the new decade, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
Kanye West is celebrating the one-year anniversary of his Sunday service program with a visit to L.A.'s Skid Row. Yesterday, West visited the Union Rescue Mission in downtown L.A. to hold his weekly program, and he brought along the Sunday Service Choir. And the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, still number one at the North American box office, pulling in another $72 million over this weekend. That brings its haul so far to nearly $362 million. Number two movie this weekend, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart's Jumanji: The Next Level. And for USA Radio News,